It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Where the hell did all this come from?
Oh, jeez. My gosh. It's like you played that song and it was permission to show up or something.
I mean, what the heck?
Yeah. What the heck is going
what
on
the heck
out there?
Was that?
That's way more than 3 inches. I will tell you.
Am
that
I stupid?
Much.
Boy, was that not what they said?
Yeah.
That was what they said.
Total guy thing to say.
It was. It's bad. It is really, really bad.
Yeah,
it is.
This morning.
It is.
Schools, I'm sure you all are getting your messages and your texts this morning, but a rare Aurora, Cherry Creek, Littleton, Jeffco, all on delays. Dougco's closed. Arapahoe closed. You're easily going to be more than double your time this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And don't even bother trying to go up into the mountains. I-70 westbound at C-470 is closed right now. Big chunks of 285 are closed, especially up there by Kenosha Pass.
Yeah.
Between Bailey and Jefferson.
It's rough.
It's rough this morning.
My gosh, I went through 3 snowbanks on Yosemite.
Oh, no.
It was intense.
You guys are complaining about like how there's snowbanks in the middle of the roads.
Yeah.
I know why, because I encountered one myself and I saw who was doing it. It's all these little side plow drivers who are doing parking lots and like sidewalks and stuff. And they come out and they just kick it out into the middle of the street and then back up and keep going on the, you know, in the parking lots and stuff.
Ugh.
So they just dump it out in the middle of the road and then people are hitting them.
Don't love that.
Yeah, don't love that at all.
We appreciate what you're doing as a whole, but stop that part.
What is
like,
that?
Please stop that. Because I'm not kidding. I came up to that snowbank. It was so quick. And I just prayed. I'm like, please be fluffy snow. Please
close your
be
eyes
fluffy
and get
snow.
It.
And thank goodness it was, because I went right and it was like a big poof.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh.
It's a very light snow today, but
it's light, but it's deep.
It's
and I
deep.
Honestly, it was my neck of the woods. Holy crap. I mean, they were saying 5 to 7 inches. I was showing you guys some pictures. I mean, easily 2 foot drifts
at
this
least.
Morning.
On I'm top gonna... of your trash cans, man?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's
thick.
A foot and a half. That's a foot and a half. I mean, seriously.
I will be getting out the snowblower today when I get home. I just know I am. It is super deep. And it's ice underneath. You're not going to stop. I would imagine there's going to be so many rear end incidents this morning.
Yeah.
It's just nasty. All around nasty. And I don't think anybody saw this coming.
This has been like, what, the third or fourth snowstorm we've had this season where we're like, well, this isn't what they said it was going to be.
It's fine. Don't worry. The day before, they're like, oh, 2-3 inches. It's
and
fine.
We're used to that, but it seems like it's a little bit more than normal, right? Like, doesn't
yes.
it? Yes. It
I noticed the one weather girl that I like to watch in the morning didn't even show up today.
She canceled all her social
like, you
media.
You know what? Guess what, guys? I need to. I don't feel good today.
I miss Mike Nelson.
Yeah.
I miss Mike.
Mike wouldn't have screwed this up at all.
No. Mike, come back.
Mike, it was us, not you. It was us.
Yeah, it was bad. It was funny. Josh was like texting a little bit this morning and, you know, talking about the roads and this sucks and blah, blah, blah. And I said something about, well, I know Katie's going to be just fine because she's from North Dakota.
Here we go.
This is nothing.
Here we go.
Katie comes drifting in.
Yeah. There's a snowbank in the parking lot, too. I had to get through it.
Big
like,
one.
Boom.
So plan on, you know, at least doubling your time today. Luckily, if you got some kiddos, you're probably either going to be just staying at home today.
Hopefully.
Or having that 2-hour delay so the plows can at least get out and try to do some work. Good news is it's clear by the Wyoming border.
Okay.
Hey, that's good.
I just saw it flash up on the screen. I'm like,
Where all the people are, that's where we want it to be clear.
But really, that I-70 westbound C-470 interchange, they're heading up into the hills. It is a nightmare parking lot right now. They're showing a lot
it's
of images
bad.
On the screen here on the TV, and it's really bad. So if you're planning on going up and doing some skiing or something today, tomorrow's your day.
Yeah.
Or at least later this afternoon, but it is. Is pretty nasty right now. What'd you guys do last night? Anything fun? Anything good?
The dog got out. My roommate's little dog got out of the house last night. And we still don't know. He's a little escape artist. And then he not only did he get out of the house, but he went right for the busy road. Right into traffic.
And suicide
so,
mission.
Yeah, we're like, where's Charlie? Have you seen Charlie? And all of a sudden, we're it's Charlie.
What kind of dog is that?
He's a little shih tzu. And he was like.
Sounds like he is.
Like he sounds like he is.
Broke out of the pen. He was like, I'm out. Like, it was so crazy. And then we had to chase him Oh, I don't know if you've ever tried to chase a little dog before when it's cold
outside.
It's
like a greased up pig.
And you're mad at him. You're like, what are you doing? This is not what we planned for. So
why do dogs do that?
Why do you
give them love and care their entire lives, food, everything. The second they see an open door, they're like, I am out of here.
This dog has the biggest backyard you could imagine. It could
Baby
run
got
for
backyard,
miles.
Huh?
Yeah. It has no problem being outside. But yeah, the minute that door's open, and here's
Gone.
The thing.
It's
is,
like
yeah,
me when I visit my mother-in-law's house.
You're like, and we're out.
You see an open door, you're out of here.
I'm right onto the
highway.
Thankfully,
Charlie's fine. We got him back in the house. But
Close
we still
one.
Don't know how he got out. I think there's like some kind of something in the garage that's not completely
Uh-oh.
Secure or
Might
something.
Want to shield that up.
I know. We've got to figure it out because he is a little gangsta, that one. Like,
he's
I'm
like,
not
later,
kidding.
Nerd.
He's like, he's so hard to catch. But anyway, yeah. So that was my night. For a whole hour of my night.
It's a pretty
was
exciting
that.
Little night there, Katie Cat.
Jeez.
Josh, I saw your team lost.
Oh, yeah.
It's because you wore that stupid jersey yesterday.
That's USA. Our team.
I know, but Josh is really into it. It was the stupid sweater you wore yesterday.
No. Hey, you called it the correct thing, though.
I know what it is.
Look at you, Jer on Sports. Yeah, we had a little party, a little get together. We braved the weather, and it was so much fun until it wasn't. And it was such a good game. I'm trying to look at it objectively. It was such a good game. I mean, it went into overtime. You got everything you wanted. You got goals from both teams, great hockey being played. And unfortunately, Canada came away. But now I'm like, you know what? The series is tied 1-1. We got to have like a best of three series or something like this and see who can win. You know, the second game now,
yeah, best
or the third
two out of
game,
three. Yeah.
And get 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Because I see, you know, USA won on Canadian soil, Canada won on USA soil. So now I'm like, we got to figure this out. And they're not doing it. They're just calling Canada champions. And I'm like, that's a little
that's not fair,
asterisk right there.
Hey now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey now, dear.
Hey now.
I don't
just
like that.
Hold off on all that, hey.
Well, I think the most important question. What kind of snacks did you have?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, we had the wings, the chips, the salsa. So my dad makes the best homemade queso I've ever had in my entire life. Like, I could drink the entire thing. And I don't know the recipe. I don't know how he does it. Obviously, I know it's just cheese and stuff. But he adds something that is so dang good.
Wonder what it is.
I think I ate a gallon
beer?
Of it last night.
Could be beer.
Yeah. Is it not just the Rotel and the Velveeta like everyone
is
doing?
No, no. He slow cooks it in a crock pot.
This is Lone Tree,
day.
Katie.
Oh, I knew.
Josh lives in Lone Tree.
He slow cooks it on a crock pot all day long, and it is so dang good,
what do you
think
this is? Commerce
More
City?
More bougie queso than that? Okay.
They add things to it besides cracking a jar open here in Lone Tree,
this
Katie.
This ain't just your old, you know.
They
we
put
went
gold
to,
flakes in it.
They do something like
That's
that.
That's what it
exactly.
is.
The gold flakes.
It's that bougie. Queso.
Hey, speaking of food, did you guys see the picture I posted this morning?
I did.
I think that's just a little rude is what it is.
It was just an informal survey.
Anything wrong with that picture.
Disgusting.
Like, I used some of Katie's cream this morning in the fridge for my coffee, and I popped that baby open the lid, and I don't know what is growing on there, but the
Stop
amount of
it.
Crust and funk.
It's like a
Which sounds like a great 70s band. Crust and funk on there is disgusting.
Okay. All I do is take that creamer and pour it in my coffee.
You don't
I'm not
want...
drinking it.
But
I'm
the
not...
crusties are coming
crusties,
off as you're pouring.
Who washes their creamer? Like,
no, you don't wash it. You wipe it when you're done using it. So
who
it doesn't
does that?
Wipe your crusty cream.
I do that to my milk.
Does that? That's crazy.
Krusty cream and Krusty milk is disgusting.
Never in a million years
it's so
would I
gross.
Wipe my creamer down. Okay? That's not going to
happen.
There
are like stalactites / stalagmites on this thing. I posted a picture of it on our Facebook. I'll throw it up on our Instagram too. Jeremy, Katie,
you're
Josh,
such
on
a
both
hater.
Of those. And I was just wondering if anyone else is like completely grossed out by that or if it's just me.
It's growing crystals.
That's how you build character, okay? Is that
Katie's like, I haven't been sick in two decades.
I know, that's why, because of that Krusty Kremer.
I didn't wipe because I was afraid now there's so much. Hold on, there's so much crust on there.
It's just going to go in.
I felt like it was going to fall in. Yes, correct.
I'm such a baby.
So I poured it very slow, watching the amount of crust on there, making sure none of it was washed into my coffee. And I think I'm in the clear.
Krusties are gross, Katie. Like that.
Krusties on anything are
fully
gross.
I didn't
Jer's
even
side
know they were
this.
There. Like, honestly.
You don't notice that? You can
I
see them from
not.
Space.
She doesn't
I
know. She doesn't
not.
See crust. Look at the corners of her eyes.
Hey! That's no. It's way too early to develop those already.
As you wipe, you're
already.
Like, wait a minute.
I know. I was
good.
Like, wait a second. I know.
Tasty.
That's
Katie
just eyeliner
crusties.
From last night. It's fine.
So good. Anyway, see the pictures of our crusties. on our Facebook page, Jeremy, Katie, Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.